Isa Rodriguez is 6 years old. She knows who she is and what she wants. Like right now.
And lip gloss in my purse.
Her lip gloss is stuck, so she's using her new grown-up teeth to twist it open.
That's what those big teeth are for.
Yes.
She succeeds, and out comes the gloopy, shimmery stuff.
Oh, it's Cherry Crisp.
At first, her parents questioned Issa's insistence that she was a girl, but say now they know this is the right life for her. The child who bawled at the barbershop when she got a boy's haircut, and who curled into a fetal position on the bathroom floor when she learned she would never get a period. That child is now bounding up a hill. Her mom, Brittany Packard Rodriguez, wants this to stay the norm. That will probably mean puberty blockers and estrogen, so Issa can grow into the body that matches her.
In the long run, blockers help and prevent all of those surgeries and procedures that could potentially become her reality if we don't get that care.
When Issa had her first appointment with Children's Hospital Colorado in December, it seemed like that care would be secure. Brittany says Issa's doctors even said,
"We'll continue to do what we've always done."
But then the Trump administration issued two executive orders. One of them said giving gender-affirming medications or surgery to trans people under age 19 is mutilation of children. In a statement, Children's Hospital said they believe every family knows what's best for their child, but that they were forced to change the medical care they offer. No more puberty blockers or hormones.
It's sad. It was sad. It was very scary.
In February, Colorado joined a U.S. district court case. The court found Trump's orders discriminate on the basis of transgender status and sex. Soon after, Children's Hospital reversed course again. It's now back to offering the same services it did before.
It eases it a little bit, but I'm also still aware that things can change very quickly, and...
And Issa's family isn't sure what care she'll need as she becomes an adolescent, but older trans kids told me how much they wish they could have taken puberty blockers. 14-year-old Kai lives in the Denver area and has been working on detailed drawings of koi fish and bugs.
I do pencil first, and then I outline it in pen when I'm sure I like what I see.
We're only using his first name because his parents fear he will be identified and harassed for sharing his story. Kai got his period early, when he was just 8 years old.
When I did realize that I was a boy, I was basically done with puberty.
If he and his parents could go back in time, they'd opt for puberty blockers. Maybe he wouldn't have to consider a mastectomy down the line. Here's his mom, Sherry. That's her middle name.
And if I could have just been like, we're going to just put a pause button on this. We're going to let you have your childhood. I would have taken that option without a hesitation.
All they could do at the time was give him birth control to suppress his periods, so it wouldn't be a monthly reminder. And when he turned 14, he started testosterone. His voice got lower, he noticed the hair on his arms change and his body fat shift. He said it was life-changing.
I get to worry about driving a car and getting a job instead of constantly thinking about how I look and how I want other people to see me.
Sherry says,
I like watching him relax into who he is.
She knows kids in other states haven't been as lucky. I'm Raylan Bichelle in Colorado.